Regarding the First Noble Truth, some say, life contains dukkha. Others say, life is dukkha. What say you? That First Noble Truth there is dukkha. And you know, whether we pick it up or not is up to us. In life, there is dukkha in terms of suffering, dissatisfaction, discontent, dis-ease. We can make a choice whether to pick it up and run with it, or just let it pass by, and by not picking it up, by not becoming that dukkha, then it ceases to exist for us. Doesn't come into being. So that it's important to recognize, there is dukkha. As we do say in the morning chanting, association with the disliked is dukkha, separation from the liked is dukkha, not getting what one wants is dukkha. In short, the five focuses of the grasping mind are dukkha. So that those aspects of experience are they're all around. The association with what we don't want, don't like, don't approve of, shouldn't be that way, whether it's say external or internal, our own reactions to our own body or our own mind or moods, if we pick it up and with aversion, ill will, or dislike, then we suffer. When something ends that is really pleasant and delightful, the kind of grief that we experience, because we want it to be there longer. We want it to be stable somehow. And it just isn't. So that all those different ways that we respond to just the ordinariness of experience, of that coming into contact with different things, it's there, but we have to learn not to pick it up.